Welcome, everybody. Share number 1235. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Rabbaran Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurifur Shlema Leia Basiril. Getting back to our Malach of Choyresh plowing. Okay, I just want to talk a little bit about sweeping. Is one allowed to sweep on Shabbos? So we spoke about last year in reference to using a hard broom. That should not be done, like the old-fashioned straw brooms or any other type of broom that has hard bristles. In a case in time where sweeping is allowed, so we established one fact that it has to be with a soft broom. Regular soft bristles, in general, I think most people have the regular soft brooms, soft bristle brooms, today. So, but with a hard broom, one has to be careful if that's all they have, not to sweep the floor. That's what Mr. Brewer explained to us. Not to sweep the floors, bechlal, with hard brooms, only soft bristle brooms. Okay, so now the question is, am I allowed to sweep, period? Could I sweep the floor at all? So let's start off with a dirt ground. So we're talking about choyresh, right? We're talking about, let's say, outside, and then the yard and this dirt over there. I just want to, whatever it is, some dirt on the floor. I'm going to sweep, but one second, how could I sweep this dirt? There's, you know, it's a dirt ground. It's outside. It's in the backyard. Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch and our Siman comes along and starts off our Siman Shin Lamed Zion, right? Sif Beis, and starts off. It says, "Also lechabed habayis." One is not allowed to sweep the house. Elaim kein hakarka merutzef, unless the ground is hard, like a wooden ground or something like that. But if it's a dirt ground, that you're not supposed to do. Okay, then he goes on to say, actually, v'yesh matirim afilu eina merutzef, but we're not going to get into that now for various different reasons, Mishabur explains, but let's just stick to right now with the soft ground. So the first sheet that says, with a soft ground, one should not sweep the floor. Okay, now we're going to see if it's a hard ground, it's obviously is going to be much easier. We'll see how that works. So first, let's just talk about what is the problem if I sweep the floor and it's a soft ground. Good, my kitchen floor is dirt, but in general, we don't have. Let's say outside, right, in the yard, there's some dirt, there's an area of good I could carry, no problem, everything is good, it's enclosed, but I want to sweep up, the kids were eating there, whatever, but it's a dirt ground. Am I allowed to do that, even with a soft broom? With a hard broom, so afraid it's going to break the bristles. But what about a soft broom? And a soft broom, maybe we'll say it's going to be easier because of the fact that it's softer, and maybe it's not going to really do any. There won't be any issues happening to the ground. So the Mishabura tells us in Sif Katan Vav, just to establish the subject as we go down talking about the brooms. He says like this: No, according to the first sheet in the Mechaba, we do not sweep dirt grounds, regular soft dirt grounds. The mazes. Offer mimikaimi. What number one problem? You're moving around the dirt or so on from its place. Continues the Mishabura over there and saying and explaining. And again, it's Sifkat and Vav. He says the gam mashva gumais bekibuda by sweeping on a dirt ground. Your mamish, you're straightening out the ground. You're straightening out the bumps in the ground and so on. On the dirt ground, you're going to be straightening up. And we said one of the problems of choyresh plowing, right, is straightening out the bumps in the ground. And now he continues on. He says, "Shemis Malin, you person's going to fill up hagumas. Person's going to fill up the holes. You'll straighten out the bumps in the ground, and you're going to fill up the holes in the ground, right? Shemabais may off of havei binyan. So if it's in the house, that's a problem of binyan building, right? That's the malacha of boina building." If it's outside, so that's the malacha of choyresh plowing. So he says, good, if I sweep, I have a soft broom. Very good, no problem. But I don't have a mind. I have the kids spilled some popcorn on the floor. I want to just sweep it up outside in the yard, but it's a dirt ground. I don't have a mind to knock down, to straighten out the ground. I don't have a mind to fill any holes. So what's the problem? Says the Mishabur over there in Sif Katan Vav, he's also the business of creation, who, again, back to what we've been talking about, our simon is very, very filled of cases of psikresha, which is very extremely important. One of the main yesodis in all of Hilchos Shabbos, psikresha, it's going to happen. Good, my issue is I'm sweeping, I'm cleaning. I'm allowed to sweep the floor, fine. But what's going to happen, inevitably, it's going to inevitably is more the right word, it's going to fill up the holes and it's going to straighten out the ground. So that's what we call a psikresha. Okay, now he goes on to say, interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says even further than that. Good, that's all, b'sik reisham, cleaning the ground. But he says even further, v'yeshemim, some want to say, the chayshin and shema mitoich terdose l'chabed uliyah b'sakarka yishkach v'yashver agum mispim mischavin. That if we let you sweep up the floor, right? I'm sweeping in my backyard. I'm sweeping up the popcorn, for example, the kids spilled over, right? But if we're going to let you sweep outside in the backyard on the soft ground, if you do, you know, a person doesn't have a mind to fill the holes or to straighten out the ground is one thing. But we're afraid, someone to say, we're afraid, mamish, a person's going to, they'll have a mind, bedafka, I'm already sweeping, hey, here's a hole in the ground, let me fill up the dirt with my broom. Oh, so that's even a bigger problem, obviously. Liapes hakarka, yishkach v'yashve agumis b'mischave, the person will have intention, they'll mamish have intention to fill up a hole, right, as I'm sweeping up the popcorn, it's my backyard, and I noticed there's a hole in the ground, oh, let me just throw a little bit, you know, sweep a little bit of dirt into the hole and fill up the hole. Oh, so that's mamish a real issur of choyresh, plowing. So that's another shita in the opinion in the Mishnah Berurah brought down, that v'yeshemim, we're afraid that one might come to on purpose fill up a hole, because listen, after all, it's my backyard. I'm just giving an example of backyard. After all, it's my backyard, and I don't want to have holes in the ground, so, you know, it'll come on purpose, and I'm going to fill up with the broom. I'm going to start sweeping a little bit of extra dust, dirt, soil, into that hole and fill it up, and that is the issur of chayrish plowing. Okay, now, and if a person goes and sweeps out, the reason why I keep on saying yard, because we want to try and see what's applicable, you know, to today. In general, in the house, most people don't have dirt grounds in the house. It used to be they did, but if somebody has it in the house and they do it in the house and they're sweeping up on a dirt ground, so then that will be psikresha running into the isser of boina building. So that's what we've been talking about. If it's in the house, again, it's a question of boina, outside question of chayresh. Okay, we'll continue next. I just want to end off with one thing the Ramah says, which is we've spoken about again many, many times. Al day Eina Yehudi is mutter. Through a guy, you tell the woman working who cleans up or whatever in the house, she wants to sweep, right? Or the guy wants to sweep, so that's okay. That's okay. Because why? Tells us the Mishnah Berurah, and the Ramah says, Al day Eina Yehudi is mutter. A guy, a non-Jew, could sweep the floor. It says the Mishnah Berurah, and Sifkat Yud, Hainu Afilu Besha'ina Merutzif. Even though it's not, even though it's a dirt ground and it's not a hard floor, which again, we'll talk about the hard floors, but even a dirt ground, I feel like if we let a guy sweep, that's no problem. Because of the fact that this guy is taking a broom, they're sweeping the floor. They have a mind to sweep the floor, and that's it. For after who psikresh? Well, one second. We know it's a psikresh. It's going to happen inevitably. They're going to be straightening out the ground. That's a problem of chayrish. That's a problem of boina inside the house. Outside is a problem of chayrish. Leinin agumais is mutal l'day any Yehudi. That's what we said, right? As we know, v'amiru l'any Yehudi l'kaptinan kulei hai. When it comes to a guy and any Yehudi, we're not worried about psikresh. So it's a question of they have a mind just to sweep up. You tell tell the guy, yeah, do me a favor, sweep up the popcorn outside. Oh, fine, I'll sweep up the popcorn, I'll sweep up the, what's the, or I'll the, pick up the popcorn outside. They pay, take a broom or whatever the case is. A guy doing it, right, their intention is to pick up the popcorn, they take a broom, they sweep it up, whatever, makes it easier for them, so that is fine. They're making, straightening out the ground, psikresh, inevitably it's going to happen, they're filling up holes, so that we're not worried, because again, we always say, psikresh by a guy, in general, is mutter. Thank you for listening, Atzlocha Mrocha Koltov.